Listen.
A sincere worker in the cause of God is always assisted by the divine.
Wait a minute. How often is he assisted?
He's always assisted by the divine spirit when such questions arise. The truth will flow through you if you stand in the right attitude toward the truth.
Note the sequence. Sincere worker and then always assisted.
Abdu'l-Bahá says, the truth will flow through you if you stand in the right attitude toward the truth. In the spiritual station, you will never be without the knowledge necessary to answer a question.
Never without the knowledge. Imagine that. And there's marvelous promise for assembly members. Those are for individuals. Here's a marvelous promise to every one of you on local assemblies. Tony?
We are filled with feelings of unworthiness and dismay, and would feel truly disheartened, but for the comforting thought that if we arise to play nobly our part...
If we do what?
If we arise...
Arise.
Nobly, arise. If we arise...
Yes.
...nobly to play our part, every deficiency in
How
us...
How many deficiencies?
Every deficiency... Every deficiency in our lives will be more than compensated by the all-conquering spirit of His grace and power.
Beloved friends, if there's one thing the beloved guardian ever made clear to us, that this was not poetry, this was an absolute spiritual truth. Imagine such a thing. If we arise to play nobly our part, every deficiency in our lives will be more than compensated for. Think of what victory. I've always said if I could get half of my deficiencies compensated for, I'd be pleased, you know. Wouldn't you? But imagine getting all of your deficiencies. I know we all have shortcomings, and these are the days I always jokingly tell my sons, I'm looking for some longcomings, and I'm counting on such promises. Every deficiency in our lives. But that's real therapy, and that's just the beginning. Now, you want to work some wonderful miracles for the cause of God? Here's a quotation from the Wellspring of Guidance, page 128, and it means everybody. Listen.
They must remember the glorious history of the cause, which was established by dedicated souls who, for the most part, were neither rich, famous, nor well-educated, but whose devotion, zeal, and self-sacrifice overcame every obstacle and won glorious victories for the faith of God.
You don't have to be rich or famous or well-educated. Of course, if you are, it's a blessing. We don't hold any brief for the lack of education. The more education, the better. The cause of God is a religion where the rich man can go through the eye of the needle. But it's not necessary to be rich, famous, just to arise. And I think we'd all feel that we have devotion, we have zeal, and we're willing to make self-sacrifice. Then what kind of victories do we get, Tony?
Miraculous.
Miraculous, yes. Abdu'l-Bahá says, page 419 of the Baha'i World Faith about your assembly, to the assemblies of the West that dispels darkness, brings healing, brings light. And then he says at the very last paragraph, through the breath of the Holy Spirit, it performs miracles, your assembly, when it has use of this wonderful, exciting spirit, beloved friends. So we see we can do it if we'll arise, but it requires, as the Universal House of Justice said, not action, but heroic action. So, let's go on. See how the promises are granted only with action.
The friends must realize that divine confirmations can come only in active service.
Yes, hold it there. We should hear that again, Tony.
The friends must realize that divine confirmations can only come in active service.
Go on.
Prayer, meditation, and good resolve are not enough. Action is the crucible where the heavenly blessings are forged, and they come only in active teaching.
Only in active service and teaching. And there's more.
Well, Bill, I hope there's not too much more, because I'm ready to jump into that crucible, wherever it is.
Hopefully we'll all be able to have that feeling before we're through, but there is much more to that wonderful promise. Listen.
Active teaching is essential to spiritual growth.
Again?
Active teaching is essential to spiritual growth.
Again?
Active teaching is essential to spiritual growth.
You see, if we want to fulfill that third major goal of the plan and acquire those distinctive high characteristics, we can't withdraw and we can't meditate and we can't just pray along with it to have spiritual growth. We have to become tremendously active in the teaching. Well, I think that we've got that, Tony. Yes, what else did the beloved guardian say?
If the friends wish to become more spiritual and gain more heavenly characteristics, they must serve actively. Active service plows the soil of the heart and allows the spirit to extend itself to new horizons.
Yes, you see, the Holy Spirit can't come to our aid if we're apathetic or timid or complacent or inactive. If we could possibly doubt that after what we've just heard, then Shoghi Effendi has fixed it forever in our minds with these words. Tony?
If the friends wish to become more spiritual and gain more heavenly characteristics, they must serve actively.
And what else, Tony?
There is nothing that brings success like service. Service is the magnet which draws the divine confirmations.
Again,
service is the magnet that draws the divine confirmations. Thus, when a person is active, they are blessed by the Holy Spirit.
Again, the last part.
And when a person is active, they are blessed by the Holy Spirit. When they are inactive, the Holy Spirit cannot find a repository in their being, and they are deprived of its healing and quickening rays.
And that's how, beloved friends, that Baha'u'llah can empower, he said, the beloved guardian said, the most puny and insignificant among his followers to achieve wonders that would eclipse the greatest deeds of Peter, the first apostle of Jesus the Christ, in The Advent of Divine Justice, page 38. I'm sure you're familiar with that wonderful quotation. The same thing is true, even more so, of local assemblies. Listen to this promise.
When souls become separated and selfish, the divine bounties do not descend, and the lights of the supreme concourse are no longer reflected, even though the bodies meet together. A mirror with its back to the sun has no power to reflect the sun's effulgence.
Did you hear that? Even though our assemblies and bodies meet together, if they're not turned in the spirit of love and unity to Baha'u'llah, there's no light in them. It's like the mirror this way, nothing. But when it's turned to the sun, all of a sudden, light comes. See how it reflects light in the darkness and the problems of the world. Beloved guardian said it was more important for assemblies to establish love and unity than to make decisions. That was the most important thing they could do, because in the light of that love and unity, every decision they made would bring to them success. And if they didn't have the love and unity, no matter what they did, their efforts would not be effective. I have here... Right, there are nine, don't count them. I saw somebody here with over there. But you see, everybody, as I say, has to be screwed into the socket of service if we want to get the light of guidance. That's the light of the supreme concourse. If somebody leaves and there are only eight and the assembly's lost, the lights go out. Doesn't have to be that one, can be anybody. That's why we hold our post, because the light of Baha'u'llah comes to that community, the only place in the world where the divine light comes in the local basis to guide the people all over the world. So we preserve those assemblies, and this love and unity is what establishes for us. Once they're lighted, you know, too, see, they don't go out, right? They're marvelous. Well, beloved friends, I was going to tell you more about that, but the time is going by, and rapidly, and I'm still going to try to get you out at 12, because I know you have to get back for after lunch. But I... I have selected five brief promises for you to tell you who you are and how wonderful you are. I hope that they will help to change your life and through you the life of the world. The first one is from the Blessed Bob. Tony?
Arise in his name.
What was the word?
Arise.
Hold it. This is to the letters of the... Don't go away, though, because I... Arise. All through our writings, arise. That's what it takes. Arise. The Bob said that to the letters of the living. They were the first of our traveling teachers, right, in our pioneers all over the world. Arise. And they did, and with their descendants. Here in this room, all descendants of the Dawnbreakers. Forgive me, Tony. Please start again.
Arise in his name. Put your trust wholly in him. And be assured of ultimate victory.
And here's a beautiful one from Baha'u'llah. Listen to it with your heart. I know we've all read it many, many times, but I wonder if we've really heard it. What does Baha'u'llah say, Tony?
The book of God is wide open, and his word is summoning mankind unto him. No more than a mere handful, however, have been found willing to cleave to his cause or to become the instruments for its promotion.
Only a handful. We are only a handful amongst the seething masses of humanity until we change that. But listen to what Baha'u'llah promises to us, those of us in this room, what we can do if we arise.
These few have been endued with the divine elixir that can alone transmute into purest gold the dross of the world, and have been empowered to administer the infallible remedy for all the ills that afflict the children of men.
What can those of us in this room do? What have we been empowered to do?
Have been empowered to administer the infallible remedy for all the ills that afflict the children of men.
And have been so empowered for 133 years. And look at the world. And remember, Baha'u'llah said in his day, if we had responded and been obedient, so tremendous was the power, most of the world would be under the shelter of the faith. Then we have to ask ourselves, is the cause of God first in our lives? Are we doing all that we can? So the saying goes, you can fool some of the people all of the time, and all of the people some of the time, but you and I know that you can't fool them any of the time, right? And we have to just say to ourselves as we look at the world and hear these promises, no wonder Baha'u'llah said, has the time come? Nay, it is past. And now the beloved Master's promise, very beautiful.
If you act in accordance with the teachings of Baha'u'llah, you may rest assured that you will be aided and confirmed. In all you undertake, you will be rendered victorious.
What was that last sentence?
In all you undertake, you will be rendered victorious.
Well, we've undertaken the goals of the 5-year plan, right? The Master says if we act in accordance with the teachings, we'll be victorious in all we undertake. All right, go on, Tony.
All the inhabitants of the earth cannot withstand you.
Again?
You are the conquerors because the power of
the... No. Who couldn't withstand us?
All the inhabitants of the earth.
Right. And that's a lot more opposition than you're getting just on the Kenai Peninsula, right? Or outside of San Diego, right? That's all the inhabitants of the earth. Sorry about that.
Yes, sir.
All right, carry on, yes. And why can't they withstand us, Anthony?
You are the conquerors because the power of the Holy Spirit is your assistant.
The Holy Spirit is your assistant. The source of all life, all wisdom, all energy, all power. Imagine that. That's a promise from the Master. And all we undertake will be victorious. The earth can't prevent us from winning the goals, and the Holy Spirit will come and will guide us and warm our lives, make us serene and joyous and filled with fire if we arise. That's a promise of what we can do. And now a very sweet and tender promise from our beloved guardian.
If only the friends could realize it, the glory of our faith is not that people with unique abilities do the work of the cause, but that it is done by the sacrifice of loving, devoted souls who arise selflessly to undertake work they did not feel themselves competent sometimes to achieve.
Didn't feel themselves competent sometimes. I felt that way many, many a time in my life, and I'm sure that we all have. But what does the beloved guardian say if we arise, even if we don't feel we can accomplish it? What does he say will happen, Tony?
God works through them, the believers, and endows them with gifts they did not dream they could ever possess.
Once more.
God works through them, the believers, and endows them with gifts they did not dream they could ever possess.
And now, beloved friends, a powerful promise from the Universal House of Justice, those men of Baha on the side of the mountain of God. With this one promise alone, we could conquer the world. Think about where you live and about your teaching and hear these words. Tony?
If the Baha'is will but do their part, however unpromising the prospect, Baha'u'llah...
However what?
However unpromising the prospect, Baha'u'llah is able to open doors and change conditions in ways far beyond our understanding.
However unpromising the prospect. And so, go on, Tony.
The first thing that we as individual believers must understand, the Universal House of Justice tells us, and I'm quoting now, is a greater realization of the power of Baha'u'llah to reinforce the efforts of those who serve him, of his promise to do so, and of the impotence and of the impotence of all our deeds without this divine assistance.
Yes. What is it we need, Tony?
A greater realization of the power of Baha'u'llah to reinforce the efforts of those who serve him, of his promise to do so, and of the impotence of all our deeds without the divine assistance.
The House of Justice, in that same marvelous letter, says that any evaluation of a situation is entirely misleading if it does not take this supreme power into consideration. Whereas constant consciousness of dependence upon him, Baha'u'llah, enables the Baha'is to formulate audacious plans and confidently carry them through to completion in the face of seemingly insuperable obstacles.
Would you repeat that, please, Bill?
Yeah. Touché. In the face of seemingly insuperable obstacles. Promise goes on. When we're faced with these insuperable obstacles, what does the Universal House of Justice tell us to do, Tony?
Armed with this consciousness, the believer should then approach the winning of the goals with the spirit that will achieve them.
Would you repeat that, please?
The believer should then approach the winning of the goals with the spirit that will achieve them.
Go on.
The believer should consider the goals, recognize that they are intended to be won, decide what is needed to win them, and then, however hopeless the prospect...
What?
However hopeless the prospect...
Again...
However hopeless the prospect...
Once more.
However hopeless the prospect...
I think we've got it. Yes, go on. Go on.
Set out determinedly to do whatever is needed.
And then what will happen?
Baha'u'llah will reinforce them with his hosts and will open the doors of victory before them.
However hopeless the prospect, if we arise, believe the goals are to be won, set out to do them, no matter how insuperable, how difficult, we're assured of victory, is that right?
That's right, that's it.
And no matter how difficult, no matter how insuperable, no matter how hopeless the situation, what will Baha'u'llah do for every one of us?
Baha'u'llah will reinforce them with his hosts.
Yes?
And will open the doors of victory before them.
Before who?
Before us.
What will he do?
Baha'u'llah will open the doors of victory.
Well, all right then, beloved friends. We should get on the move. I'm surprised you're still here myself. I thought you'd be out teaching some. Wait a minute, there's one more quotation.
I think I should leave right now. Yes.
We all should, yes, right? We should all just survive.
Well, I'm ready, Bill. You can't listen to these words and not be effective.
Here's a promise from the Supreme Pen, the Supreme Redeemer of Men. Ask yourself, beloved friends, if you hear these words, can anything prevent us from winning every goal? Listen.
He that summoneth men in my name is verily of me, and he will show forth that which is beyond the power of all them that dwell on earth.
Once more.
He